I'd like to introduce Pat Johnson. He's from Fort Myers. Pat's going to come tell us how God has been merciful to him. Come on, Pat.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name's Pat. I'm 55 years old. I'm from Pine Island, born and raised. Military background. I spent about 8 years in the military. My troubles actually started. I had a good life growing up. Good father, no mother. But anyway, about 13 years ago, my whole life just took a complete turn for disaster. My father passed. My wife and I, that had been together for 18 years, started divorce proceed, which I had three children with her. And at that point, when everything started a turn that I'd never witnessed in my life, of everything going wrong, my father had passed. My wife and I, which we tried to salvage our marriage, and in the process of our marriage going downhill, I lost a daughter. Well, let me rephrase that. I didn't lose her. She just wound up in prison for 18 years. So basically, I lost her to drugs, basically, which started my downward spiral. So I'll get to the point with it, is the fact that my life took such a drastic turn in so many ways that I can't even sit here and explain the negativity and the things that I saw go wrong. And up until just about 2 years ago, when everything in my life, I started a business 10 years ago. I became a commercial fisherman in Pine Island. And with that came a lot more drugs, a lot of things bad on the island, which I grew up around, which I tried to avoid my whole life, and I couldn't. But anyway, I got back into a lot of bad things for the better part of the last 12 years. And it brought me to a lot of bad places. Just to the rock bottom 2 years ago, which is what led me to the hospital, Lee Memorial, with a gunshot wound from a girlfriend that I'd been dating a few years. And that led me to Lee County Jail. And in the process of being in Lee County Jail, I just basically sit there for a minute. And for the first time in my life, I actually prayed to God. Didn't know nothing about God, who he was, didn't know anything about him. I had no concept. I knew about him. I just didn't have any type of relationship my whole life with him. And at that point in time, I started to develop what I thought was a little bit of an understanding with him. And it's funny, because I prayed to God while I was sitting incarcerated at Lee County Jail that I needed change in my life, because, I'd lost pretty much anything that had meant anything to me, including my own life at that point, which really had no value to me whatsoever. And I was actually on a mission to end it. So, long story short, the chaplain reached out to me for no reason. And I was in dorm 9, which is the medical dorm. And when he came to me, he mentioned Justin's Place just out of nowhere, and that it was a Christ-based facility. And that's what got me, the fact that it was a Christ-based facility. And my prayer right there had been answered, because I had to fight for this program. And to tell you that I had to fight, which there were people in there with me that are here present today that were incarcerated with me, actually. So that's ironic. It's funny how God works. But I prayed for that program, and I had to fight for this program for 10 months. I could have been out of Lee County Jail long before any of this ever took place. But I sit there 10 months, and then I had to do an open plea, mercy of the court, to get this program, which at that point in time, if anybody's ever dealt with the court system, you basically put your hands, your life in the judge's hands. So there's no prosecutor, no nothing else. Well, Judge Kyle awarded me the program. Then that started everything else that's been going on in my life today. So, and I'm going to show you how he works, because like Keith here is probably my best friend. He was incarcerated with me at Lee County Jail, and I'm going to tell you how God works, because he put this man in my life for a reason. Now, Keith and I become real good friends being in here, and I got another good friend from another part of town I'm from, which is Eddie. But God has put these people in my life today, because without them, I still would not have made this program. I would have checked out a long time ago, because I've run into some dilemmas in this program to where I just opted out to go on to prison and be done with it. But people like Keith, people like Eddie have kept me present. But today I can say this, that things that I never thought the Lord could fix in my life, relationships with my family, my ex-wife that I hadn't talked to in years, basically 14 years. We have a relationship today that's better than it was when we were married. My kids were, even my daughter that's in prison that I struggle with because she's partially there because of me. He has fixed everything in my life that I have asked him to fix. The things I've seen him do since I've been in this program, the friendships I've developed that I've never had. You know, people that just, St. Matt's House has, you know, for a program to be what it is, and it being a Christ-based facility, I can say this. I mean, I found God at one place I never thought I would find when I was fighting so hard to get away from it. But at the same point, I was fighting to get it, and I've had to fight to keep it now. And I wouldn't change a thing about it. I love the program. I love what it's done in my life. I love the people that I've met. All these guys that come here with me tonight are some of my best friends in the world. And God has put them in my life today because my life just 2 years ago was at its end. And that's where I'll leave it. So thank you and have a good night.
Thanks.